USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he plans to defeat what he calls the China virus and that a vaccine is coming out very, very soon. The president speaking from the White House balcony today in his first public event since being diagnosed with COVID-19 last week. The president says the riots and looting in cities needs to stop.
Total bad people. They know what they're doing. Yet Biden likes to call them peaceful protesters. You see people, you see anchors from a couple of the very bad, very corrupt networks standing. And behind them, the cities are burning, and they're saying these are peaceful protests. And you look, and everything's on fire.
About 500 people heard the president's 20-minute speech on the South Lawn. Former New Jersey Governor Republican Chris Christie is going home after spending a week in the hospital with COVID-19. USA Radio News.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.
A quarter of the state of Louisiana cannot turn on the lights due to Hurricane Delta. Governor John Bel Edwards saying the 600,000 or so outages are more than the ones during Hurricane Laura in late August due to Delta's size. He did note restoring power is going quicker because infrastructure damage is lower than expected. Around 10,000 utility workers are helping to fix things. Another big company is allowing their workers to work from home. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the story.
Microsoft said on Friday it would allow most of its employees to clock in up to half their weekly working hours remotely, providing greater flexibility even after offices start reopening. The software maker said in a blog post that while returning to office is optional for most employees for now, Microsoft was not committing to having every employee work remotely. The Redmond, Washington-based company had about 163,000 full-time employees as of June.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden campaigning in Pennsylvania. The former vice president says the only one packing the court is President Trump.
The only court packing is going on right now. It's going on with Republicans packing the court now. It's not constitutional what they're doing. It's to be focused on what's happening right now. And the fact is that the only packing going on is this court is being packed now by the Republicans. After the vote has already begun.
There were many important issues discussed in the vice presidential debate, but most of the talk from American voters centered around the fly that landed on Mike Pence's head. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the story.
There's been so much buzz about that fly, the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum has decided to create a new one that reflects that moment that so many people have been talking about. Phil Sklar is with the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum.
Just released the Mike Pence fly bobblehead, and it's all everybody seems to be talking about, and so we thought, you know, hey, let's throw it out there and see if people want a special bobblehead to commemorate that unique moment during the vice presidential debate with the fly on his head and a removable mini fly swatter on the desk.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.